Deva Sudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Maya Sakta Mana Prata. Yogam Janjana Madasraya.
Now hear, O son of Pitha, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Maya Sapta Mana Pratha, Jugang Jinjan Madasraya, Asang Sayang Samagrang Mam, Jatha Gnasasi Tachino. The Lord, Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the most powerful Almighty with six opulences. That is Bhagavan. Bhagavan means opulence. And Bhagavan, this word is used in the sense of possession. Just like generally we say Bhagavan. We Indians, we know Bhagavan means fortunate. This word Bhagya comes from Bhoga. Bhoga, and in relationship with Bhoga, the word comes Bhagya. And Bhans means one who possesses. Ostathe Bhatup, the Sanskrit word. When the meaning is to possess, then one affix is added, which is called bhat, bhagavat. And the first word of the bhagavat shabda is bhagavan. So we are trying to understand bhagavan, which is explained by Bhagavan himself. Bhagavan, God. You cannot understand God or Bhagavan by your speculation. Any one of us, our senses are defective. Just like we are very much proud of our eyes to see. Sometimes some rascal says, can you see? Show me God. He does not think that how far his eyes are capable to see. But he wants to see God. Our senses are conditional. So long the electric light is there, we can see. If it is immediately dark, we cannot see. So what is the value of the seeing? But we are very much proud of seeing. Similarly, we are about defective senses and we accept something which is not fact, that is called illusion. And we commit mistake, every one of us. There is no man in the world who can say, I did not commit any mistake in my life. That is not possible. To err is human, it is said. So we have got four defects. We commit mistake, we are illusion, brahm, pramad. Just like we accept this body as myself. I am this body. Who are you? I am Mr. Such and Such, I am Indian, I am American, I am Englishman, I am white, I am black, I am fat, I am thin. In this way, we give description of our body, but we do not know what I am. This is called illusion. And commit mistake, we have got experience. Many times have committed mistake, blunder in our life. So Brahm Pramat Karunapatam. Karunapatam means, Karan means the senses through which we act. Just like we catch up through the hand. This is called Karan. So Karan, these are imperfect. I'm catching with my hand, but if the hand is paralyzed, so long we are not paralyzed, our machine is going nicely, we can catch. Otherwise, we cannot catch. This is condition. We can catch under certain condition. So therefore, our senses are imperfect. Karuna apatu. Apatu means imperfect. Brahm Pramad Karunapatam. And another defect is vanchana or cheating. I am so much defective, still I want to impress others that I have got full knowledge. How you can have full knowledge if you are so defective? Just like a diseased man, he cannot say, I am perfect in health. That is not possible. Similarly, if we are defective in so many ways, and if I want to become teacher or preacher to give you the truth, then how can I give? This is not possible. So, we cannot hear from anyone who is defective. That is not pure knowledge. That is not perfect knowledge. If we hear from some defective who theorize, I think, in my opinion, maybe, perhaps, these are nonsense speaking. Almost everyone, the so-called scientists, philosophers, they simply theorize. I think, who are you? You are thinking like that. You are imperfect. So we cannot accept the theories or the statement of some defective person. We should hear from the person who is not defective, perfect. Therefore, our process of hearing or getting knowledge is from the perfect person. That is called Krishna consciousness. We are hearing Bhagavad Gita, we are getting knowledge from Bhagavad Gita because Bhagavan Himself speaking. Therefore, here it is said, although it is said by Krishna, everyone knows that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita and Vyasadeva recorded it and then put it into the Mahabharata, this statement. But here Vyasadeva purposely says, one may not misunderstand that this knowledge is perfect. Therefore, he says, Bhagavanubhacha. Bhagavanubhacha means there is no defect. You can accept it as it is, and you get the full knowledge. This is the meaning of Bhagavanubhacha. Many times he has said. So, Bhagavanubhacha, and he is speaking about himself. Bhagavan Krishna coming here. Jada jada hi dhanmasya glanim bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijami aham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskita. dharma sangasthapanarthaya juge juge sambhavami. Bhagavan comes for this purpose, to let people know what is Bhagavan, not this so-called rascal incarnation. Just try to understand what is Bhagavan. If Bhagavan means the six opulences in full, aishajyasya, bijyasya, jasasya, sriya, jnana, vairagyasthaya, bhaga iti sarangana. Aishajya means wealth, riches. One who is the greatest rich man. Every one of us, there are so many rich men here present here. But nobody can say, I am the richest in the world. That is not possible. So one who can say and prove that he is the richest in the world, he can be accepted as Bhagavan. Not this rascal, cheap Bhagavan. Cheap Bhagavan we don't accept. We accept Bhagavan Ramchandra, Bhagavan Krishna, because they did something which is impossible to be done by any human being. We are not going to accept cheap Bhagavan. So, Bhagavan means who is the richest, who is the most famous, who is the strongest, who is the most beautiful, who is most wise, and who is most renowned. Just like Krishna says that Bhoktaram Jagatavasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram. He is the proprietor of all the lokas. Lokas means where the people or living entities live. So there are so many planets. Everywhere there are living entities. Om Bhur Bhuvasa Tasabitu Varanam. There are Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Saraloka, Janaloka, Mahaloka, Tapoloka, Sattaloka, Brahmaloka. Same 14 planetary system. Then down, Tal, Atal, Nital, Talatal, Patal, Rasatal. There's so many. This is only one universe. There are millions of universes. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Koti, we Indians understand. Millions. There are millions of universes. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Kotishu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. And in each and every universe, there are millions of planets. And each planet is different from the other. Just like the moon planet, you are going to live there. But you cannot live there. Because it is, the scientist says, 200 degrees below zero, the temperature. So it is different atmosphere. Similarly, in the sun planet, you cannot go there. But Krishna can go there. That is Krishna, that is God. Because Krishna is not like us, neither his body is like us. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. And he went to this sun planet that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter. He says, Imang bivasati jugang prattva nahamamayam. Just like here Bhagavan says, Maya sakta mana pratha jugang. This is a yoga. Similarly, this yoga system was spoken to the sun god, Maya sakta mana, jugang, what is that? Imang vivasyati yogam. Imang yogam, the same thing as Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. The same thing was spoken to sun god. Imanga Vivasate, Vivasate, and to Vivasan. Vivasan, the president of the sun planet, is known as Vivasan. His name is given. Just like we know who is the president of United States or India. Similarly, those who are advanced in knowledge, they know who is the predominating deity or president of that planet. That requires knowledge. So, Krishna said that I spoke to the sun god, Vivasan. So, we cannot enter into the sun planet. That is not possible. It is so fiery. The temperature is so high. But Krishna can go. Otherwise, Hare Krishna went and spoke to the sun god, it is stated. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. We do not interpret the meaning that Krishna, that this Krishna, that has all so many nonsensical. No. Simple meaning is that if Krishna instructed the sun god, Vivasan, then he went there as he comes here. That is natural conclusion. And because he entered the sun planet and he did not burn down into ashes, therefore his body is different. Because if we go, if we enter such high temperature, immediately we are finished. What to say about speaking? The Krishna spoke. These are natural, as it is, conclusion. You cannot interpret. So, therefore, conclusion is Krishna's body is different from us. One who does not know, rascal, he thinks that Krishna is like ours. Krishna, how he can be like ourselves? If he entered the sun planet and spoke to the president of the sun planet, then his body is different. Therefore, Krishna says, Abhajananti māga mūrha mānusaim tanuvāsita. Because I look just like a human being, the rascal think of me, I am an ordinary man. Therefore, the conclusion is, one who thinks of Krishna as one of us, he is a fool. He is a rascal. Krishna's body is explained in the Shastra, Vedic. What is that body? Satchitananda Vigraha, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchitananda Vigraha, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavi, Savija Eva Nijarupa Tayakalavi, Goloka Eva Nivasati, Akhilatma Bhuta, Govindamadi Puritam, Tamang Bhajan. These are the Vedic information. So, Krishna has body. But not a body like us. That is stated in the Vedas. Apani pada javana grahita pashyati achakhu. Pashyati achakhu. He has no eyes, but he sees. Then what is that seeing power? That means he has got a different type of eyes, but he has got his eyes. He is not nirakar. But not akar like us. His body is Satchidananda Vigra. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means eternal. And Chit means full of knowledge. And Ananda means full of bliss. So his body is made of such qualities. Satchidananda Vigra. Then you can compare your body. If we compare, if I think of my body, it is not sat. Sat means eternal. This body will be finished. Then it is not sat. It is asat. Sat means who is exists, and asat means who is does not exist. Therefore, how you can say Krishna's body and my body is the same? No. Then chit. Chit means knowledge. And our body is full of ignorance. We cannot understand knowledge. We have no knowledge immediately what is beyond this world. If you ask me what is beyond this world, then I will have to ask some of my disciples what is there beyond this world. Therefore, it is not chit, not full of knowledge. But Krishna knows, he says, in the Vedaham Samiti Tani, I know everything, past, present and future. When Arjuna inquired, Krishna Arjuna, he is also playing just like Krishna's friend. So he inquired for dissipation of the ignorance that, my dear Krishna, you are saying that you spoke this philosophy, Bhagavad Gita, formally to the sun god without asking him, how did you go? How did you return? He simply asked, Krishna, I know that you are my contemporary. We are of the same age. And how can I believe that millions and trillions of years ago you spoke to sun god? So the answer was that, my dear Arjuna, at that time, because you are my friend, you are also there, but you have forgotten. I have not forgotten. Therefore, he is full of knowledge. We cannot say what we did in our childhood. We have forgotten. This is one of our qualifications, forgetfulness. But Krishna says that you have forgotten because you are a living being. Your nature is to forget. But because I am the Supreme Lord, I am not forgotten. Therefore, his knowledge is perfect. And then, ananda means pleasure, blissfulness. He is always, Krishna, while he was present on this planet, he showed how to dance with the gopis. He was always full of ananda. Here we have got Krishna. He is anandamurti. He is not in nirananda, without blissfulness. He is always with his consort, Srimati Radharani. And he is playing flute. And Radharani is dancing. So this is ananda. So where is our ananda? We imitate Krishna, but we are not able to enjoy because we are in this material body. In this way, from Bhagavad Gita, if we study Bhagavad Gita nicely, then we can understand what is God. Otherwise, you can go on speculating for millions of years. And for many, many births, you cannot understand what is God. There are so many societies, theological societies, these theosophical societies. What do they know about God? They do not know. Neither can know. It is not possible. Because they are thinking with their imperfect senses. How you can have the idea of the perfect, of the unlimited, by your imperfect speculation? That is not possible. Therefore, this Shastra says, Athapite deva padambuda jayam prasada leshanu grihita evahi janati tattam. Tattva means the absolute truth. Your absolute truth. Who can understand the absolute truth without your mercy? Just therefore, Krishna is merciful to Arjuna. And therefore he says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Maya Saptamana Prata. My dear Arjuna, if you simply concentrate or meditate upon me, Krishna, Maya Sattva, Maya Sattva. Mai means unto me, Krishna. Mai asakta mana, those who are attached to me, that is perfect yoga. That is yoga. The yogis, you have heard the names of so many yogis, meditation. The meditation is good, but most of them do not know what is meditation. Most of them. How? That they do not meditate upon Krishna. Meditation means to fix up one's mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. First of all, they do not know who is the Personality of Godhead. But the yoga practice, according to Shastra, is that here it is, Maya Sakta Mana Pratha Yoga. This is yoga. In other Vedic literature, that is also stated, the same thing. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa pasantinyam yogina. Yogi means who meditates. It is the business of the yogis to meditate. But if you do not know upon whom to meditate, then what is the meaning of your yoga? Therefore, I have seen practically in America, there are so many yoga societies. They close their eyes, and I do not know what they are meditating, but I have seen they are snoring. And what they will do? This is yoga system. So don't be misled by these bluffers, yoga system. Don't be misled. Here is yoga. Krishna. Because yoga means to meditate upon the Supreme. Dhyanavasthita tad gatena manasa. Mind fully absorbed. And they see Krishna or Narayana, or the same thing. Jangmarmhavarunandarudrastunnantidibvaistabai vidai shangapada krama upanishadai gayanti jang samaga. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa pasanti yogina jasyantangana vidu surasuragana divaya tasmai nama. This is Vedic mantra. So, yoga means to think of Krishna. That is yoga. So, it is also confirmed in the 6th chapter. We are reading 7th chapter. Krishna says, Krishna taught Arjuna how to practice yoga. Then he concluded his teaching on the yoga that yoginam api sarvesa madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jo maam sami yuktatamo mata. Who is the first class yogi? There are many different types of yogi. But who is the topmost yogi? Yoginam api sarvesam. Who is that? Madhagata antaratmana. One who is thinking of me always. That is perfect yoga. So, that statement, that one who is thinking of me always, he is perfect yogi. So that is now being explained. It is the conclusion of the 6th chapter. And in 7th chapter, Krishna explains how you can think of Krishna 24 hours. This is being explained. Therefore he says, Maya Saktamana Prat. How you can think of somebody else unless you are very much attached to him. Just like a boy is attached to some girl, or a girl is attached to some, that is natural. So when he becomes too much attached, he always, or she thinks always. Otherwise it is not possible. To to come to this attachment platform, you have to learn how to love Krishna. Otherwise, how it is possible? Unless you love somebody, how can you think of him 24 hours? That is not possible. So this Mayasakta, Krishna is summarily, but the acharyas, they have defined how we can. We have got attachment. Every one of us got this propensity or the quality of attachment to others. The wife is attached to husband, husband is attached to wife, the son is attached to the father is attached to the son, everyone. That attachment to increase, then to your family, to your community, to your society, to your country, to your nation. The attachment is there. You cannot say that I have no attachment for anything. That is not possible. When sannyasi means sannyasi, one who has given up attachment for this false material world, that is the philosophy of Shankaracharya. He says, Brahma Satta Jagan Mithya. Therefore, he is advising that you have got attachment for this material world. This is false. Brahma Satta Jagan Mithya. He simply explains the negative side. But Brahma Satta, Brahma, the Supreme, Absolute Truth is truth. So attachment for that. You cannot give up the attachment spirit, but you have to change the attachment. That is freedom. We have got so many attachments for this material world. You have to transfer that attachment for Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, Maya Asakta Manaparthi. He doesn't say that you give up your attachment. How you can give up your attachment? That is not possible. He says, just transfer the attachment to me. So, all of a sudden, to transfer the attachment to Krishna and give up our all attachment for this material world, that is called renounced order of life. But Krishna says you do this, but it is not so easy. It is not so easy. Therefore, we have to go to the person, tadvijnana thamsa gurumeva abhigacchet. This is the Shastra, Vedic injunction, that in order to learn that art, how to transfer your attachment to Krishna, you must approach to Guru. He will teach you. So, this Krishna consciousness movement means that we are teaching people how to give up this material attachment and become attached to Krishna. Attachment cannot be given up. That is not possible. Attachment should be purified. That is what. That is, therefore, the bhakti definition is given by Narad Muni, sarvapadhi vinir muktam, tat paratena nirmalam, rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchat. Now, our attachment is on account of this designation. What is that designation? I am American, I am Englishman, I am Indian. These are all designations. Because the soul is neither Indian nor American nor this nor that. Soul is pure. Pure spirit soul. These are material designations according to the body. So, if we become purified, sarva upadhi vinir muktam, that is called mukti. Mukti, the definition of mukti means hitya anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. Because we are staying at the present moment in this material state, we have got so many material attachments. That is, we are staying in a different way. We are living in the bodily concept of life, and in relations with this body, we have got so many different attachments. So mukti means, when you do not stay in the bodily concept of life, you stay in your original state of life. That is called mukti. Mukti does not mean that one has to acquire so many hands, so many legs. No. It is the change of consciousness. That is mukti. Just as Arjuna did. He was conscious in the beginning of the fight. He was conscious of his relatives, of his family, means bodily. But when he understood Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, he said, yes, karishye vachanantava. In the beginning, he denied to fight. But when he understood Bhagavad Gita, he agreed, yes, I shall fight. Karishye vachanantava. I am now full conscious. Nashto moho. This attachment, bodily attachment, is now finished. Krishna, it is now finished. Nashto moho. Siti labdhya. Because we forgot, I have already said that we are forgetful. This is our another nature. Now, my forgetfulness is gone. Tat prasadat, by your mercy. You have taught me Bhagavad Gita. So by your mercy, my two things, that bodily attachment and misconception of life, is now gone. Now I know that I am your servant. I am your eternal servant. And it is my duty to carry out your order. Therefore, I agree. Karishye vachanam tava. I shall now execute. You want me to fight? No consideration of my relatives or family, I shall fight with them. This is the conclusion about me. Similarly, if you want actual life, this is a bhram or mithya life, this material life, means bodily concept of life, that I am this body and this family is mine, this country is mine, the community is mine, I have got to do for my family, I have got to do this, I have to go to this. So many. This is due to attachment. And this is all false attachment. Therefore, we have to transfer the attachment to Krishna. That is called Maya Saktamana Prartha. This is yoga system. How to transfer this attachment to Krishna. This is called Bhakti Yoga. And this is the first class yoga. You sit down there or stand there. Maya Sakta Mana Prartha. This is to be practiced. This yoga should be practiced. How to increase attachment for Krishna? Maya Sakta Mana Prartha Yoga Junjan. You have to practice this yoga. How? Madasraya, under me, or under my representative. Mat asraya. Mat means me, and asraya means taking shelter of. So either, but if you say, where is Krishna? No. Madasraya means another thing, one who has taken of my shelter. That is, devotee. Madasraya. So, either you take, that is not possible, because Krishna is not yet present. He is present, but we have no eyes to see. Although he is present here in this deity, he is present here, but because we have no eyes to see, we are thinking this is made of stone. And some rascal will say that they are going to see some stone, because we have no eyes to see. So, we have to learn the art, how to see Krishna. So that practice, Madhasraya, if we want to learn this art, we have to take the shelter of the Goswamis or the devotees. The Rupa Goswami says how this asakti can be increased. He gives formula. Madhasraya, Krishna says, either you take shelter of me directly or to a person who has taken shelter of me. Just an electric power, electric house, powerhouse may be long away, but if the electricity is coming through somewhere, and if you touch, immediately you will. Immediately in touch with the powerhouse. So either you touch the powerhouse or where insignificant, who is empowered by the powerhouse, you touch, you get the electricity. This is called parampara system. Madhasra. Evam parampara praptam. Imam rajar sayo vidu. Yoganastra paranda. These are all explained. So, Madhasraya, as soon as we, because Krishna is not visible at the present moment, he is visible, but we cannot see. So, we take asraya, shelter of his devotee. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami gives his formula how to become attached to Krishna. The first he says, adau sraddha. First of all, faith. Beginning, just like you have come very kindly to this temple with some faith that here is the Krishna consciousness movement. Let us go there and see what they are doing out of inquisitiveness or something. Then this is little faith. Now you have to increase this faith. This is required. Adho sadhya tato sadhu sangha. How you can increase the faith? Those who are actually engaged in Krishna consciousness, in devotional service, associate with them. Don't think that at home you'll be perfect. That is not possible. At home there is no such facilities. Here you'll get the facilities. Here the devotees, they're actually following the instruction of Madhasraya, one who has taken the shelter. They're rising early in the morning. At home you'll think, oh, what is early in the morning? Let me enjoy sleep. So there is no such facilities at home. Therefore this institution is started. If you are serious about Krishna consciousness, if you are serious about increasing your attachment for Krishna, then you should come and live with the devotees. Adho sadhya tatu sadhu sangha. And tato bhajana kriya. But sadhu sangha, now they are chanting, they are having mangalaritri, they are decorating the deity, and so many things. Everyone who will associate will see, and then he will be inclined to be initiated. This is our practical experience. They will submit, please let me be initiated. This is called bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya means if he is serious about bhajana kriya, how to worship, then anartha nivittisya. Anartha means we have learned so many nonsense things. They can be summarized in four items: illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. So anartha nivittisya. If you accept bhajana kriya, the activities of devotional service, then these things will be vanished. Then, when you are purified, as I have said, the sarvapadhi vinin muktam, when he is free from all these material bad habits, he is mukta. He is liberated. Then, adho saddha tato sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya tato anarthanibya tato nishtha. Then your faith, beginning was the faith, this faith becomes established. You can know what can move you. tato nishtha, tato ruchi. Then you get some taste how Krishna consciousness is sweet. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tatha shakti, then attachment. Unless you get taste, how you can be attached to Krishna? So these are the processes. So Krishna is saying, summarize, they have explained by the Maya, Madhasra, those who are devotees. So in this way, we have to increase our attachment for Krishna. And when we increase our attachment for Krishna, then Krishna says, asaṁsayaṁ samagraṁ yathāgyaśyasi tatsinu. Now everyone has got some doubt whether there is God or not, whether God is person or imperson, whether he is something. No idea. In any religion, you take, ask him, what do you know about God? That he cannot explain. Because he is not in the platform. How can we understand God? That is not possible. It is not bad. We are confident. What is God? What is his father's name? What is his name? What is his address? Everything. No saṁśaya. No doubt. Everything complete. A saṁśaya. We are confident that we are going to Krishna. Back to home, back to garden. There is no doubt. A saṁśaya. And samagraṁ. Samagraṁ is full. What is God meant? A saṁśaya.